The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would live amongst the Sahaba. He would meet them. He would smile a lot. He would be pleased at what they said. And sometimes he would smile to such an extent that his blessed molars would become visible. This is also documented. Let us listen to an account from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once an Arabi, a Bedouin, came to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And at that time, the Prophet alaihi wasallam, the complexion, the blessed complexion, was mutaghayyir. It was somewhat changed from normal. And Sahaba ikram understood that this is not normal for the Prophet alaihi wasallam, for his complexion, for his blessed face to look like this. The Bedouin wanted to ask a question. The Sahaba said to him, "Don't ask, because we notice that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he doesn't seem like he normally does. His complexion has changed." The Arabi, the Bedouin, he was adamant. He said, "Let me ask the question. By Allah, who sent you as the truthful Prophet, I will not leave you except that you will be smiling." So he said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have heard, we have been informed that Dajjal, the deceiver, the great deceiver, who will come at the end of time, he will bring thareed. Thareed is when you place bread into curry, you mix it. He will bring thareed, and at that time people will be starving to death. And he will present that to them, he will give that to them. So Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you suggest for me? If I'm there at that time and I'm hungry, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I refrain from eating that thareed, suffer weakness and then eventually die? Or shall I eat it, remove my starvation, and then embrace faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reject the Dajjal?" And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, the Sahaba narrating, they said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled so much that his blessed molars became apparent, became visible. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "No. The thing through which Allah makes other Muslims independent at that time, He will also make you independent through the same means as well." Subhanallah. Look at this account from the life of the Prophet alayhi salam, that Bedouin is asking, if the Dajjal is giving that thareed, should I refrain from eating it, become weak and die, or should I eat it, satiate myself, eat to my fill, and then embrace faith in Allah and reject the Dajjal? The Prophet alayhi salam began smiling. Allahu Akbar. So this is what we learn from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.